Common myths about personality types. Have you ever taken a personality test to see what type of personality you have? Or have you heard that they are not absolute, so you can't be bothered? Perhaps you have been held back by some of the myths surrounding these tests. The DISC assessment, the Myers-Briggs personality test, and the Enneagram are all personality tests that categorize you into a specific personality typology. They are interesting ways to help you become more self-aware, and you can feel amazed and usually surprised when you see the results. You can feel that they're quite accurate in describing your behavior, preferences, and even your innermost thoughts. However, as we said earlier, they can introduce myths or misconceptions to people as the results may not be absolute. Each person is unique in their own way. Here are some of the common myths about personality types that might be holding you back in fully understanding what makes you, you. Myth 1, your personality can be categorized into just one type. There's not only one type of personality that can describe your way of being. Personality tests may categorize you under one personality type, but you're not locked into that. Personality types may seem easy in describing who you are, but in reality, it's more complicated than that. So, don't feel stuck in a personality type and think that you're limited to how it describes your strengths and weaknesses or fears and motivations. Typology exists to help you understand your personality traits, and they've been useful to many individuals and businesses. However, keep in mind that human psychology is more complex, and the science itself is rapidly evolving. Your personality patterns, behavior tendencies, and ways of reacting to life's events can still change and improve throughout your lifetime. Myth 2, you can't change your personality. Whether you believe that you're born with a certain personality type, or it's purely influenced by your environment, you can change your personality. You're more than what personality tests say who you are. Your personality type isn't fixed. Depending on who you want to be, what your goals are, and what kind of life you want to live, your personality can change. Think about the future self that you want, and use that as a guide on how you can filter for developing your traits and character. Myth 3, there is one best personality type. One personality type isn't better than another type. Each person has strengths and weaknesses, and every personality has its pros and cons. Just because you have personality traits that describe you as a strong, bold person, or traits that make you easy to get along with, doesn't mean you have the best or the worst personality type. So, don't worry about changing your personality if you think it's not the right one. Instead, only change your way of being because you want to improve how you deal with life's events, build better relationships, and achieve your goals. Myth 4, your personality type can tell you what you can achieve in life. Some people may say that you achieve or did not achieve much in your career or life in general because of your personality, but that's not entirely true. Yes, your personality traits contribute to how you fare in life and at work, but that's not because of one personality type that you identify with based on personality tests. Again, personality types can change, and you can do that consciously. You have the choice. No one can predict what will happen in your life, certainly not any personality test. You interact with various people, experience different events, develop new interests and habits, and face many challenges. Your authentic self is what influences your life and work achievements more than your personality type. Your personality is malleable and within your power to change. Myth 5. Personality tests can determine your authentic self. Just like you can't be locked into one particular personality type, you can't say that your personality type is your authentic self. Your true self may also change just as you change your actions depending on your situation. When you think that your personality type is fixed, you're limiting yourself. You can bring your true self about if you feel free to express yourself and act the way you want to, regardless of your status in life. In summary, personality typology has become a useful tool for many organizations and individuals seeking to improve their self-awareness. However, the use of personality assessments has led to several misconceptions about personality types. Remember that your personality is not fixed and limited to one type only. A personality assessment is a snapshot in time. It doesn't tell what you can or can't achieve in life, and it's not what determines your authentic self. Personality types are only guides. It's important not to allow them to limit you and prevent you from growing and being the person you want to be.